that right? We clipped? Good. Right, Becky asked me if I'd share a few words this morning, but it's really, really difficult to follow what's just been said. She summed it all up about Jesus and how that mouse discovered who Jesus really was. Not a noisy neighbour, but the saviour to the world, the Christ, the newborn king, God's promise to us and God's promise to his people. So I thought, how can we really sum that up, what's already been said? And then a realisation of, what is the world wanting us to get out of Christmas? What does the world want us to discover? So I had me thinking of a few things. What makes the perfect Christmas in not so much our eyes, or not so much God's people's eyes, but the world and which way they want us to go? So is the perfect Christmas made up with food? The perfect food. And I apologise for Callie and Eve and other vegetarians, but most of that, I think, is meat on there. But what's on top? Can anybody recognise a character on top? Kevin the Carrot. Yeah. Has anybody got a Kevin the Carrot toy yet? You've got... Oh, well done. Three. You've got a meal, just about, with three Kevin the Carrots. So... is it putting on the perfect feast? Will we discover the true meaning of Christmas through the food that we eat? Next one had me thinking. Perfect gifts and decorations. Have we got the perfect gift? Have we gone out and got the perfect gift for our loved one and our friends? Have we got lots of gifts? Now, I heard a comment the other day that was on the radio, that we live in an age where the more stuff that somebody can give you highlights the more love that they have for you. But is stuff and more gifts really an impression and an example of true love? And if anybody comes in our house, that's about the most decorations we have, which is one tree in the house. So is the best Christmas we can have through the presents and the gifts we give and the decorations we have? And the next thought I had was Christmas fun. I didn't say that quite in the most energetic and exciting way, did I? Christmas fun. Yeah, everybody has to get excited over Christmas. People who are at work generally have the Christmas jumper day, and have to sort of be forced to put on Christmas jumpers and look festive and look sometimes as if they're enjoying themselves. But if you don't have a Christmas jumper, it's frowned upon that you're not joining in and having fun at Christmas. Now for me, Christmas is probably one of the most exciting and enjoyable times of the year. I really, really do love it. The problem is, I come from North Yorkshire, where my mum comes from, and to show enthusiasm means that you're a bit more flat than normal. So if I say something is really exciting, then it is. So Christmas is really exciting. So I am honestly really excited, and I really do enjoy Christmas. But I find it really, really difficult to be enthused by having to wear a jumper like those. But people do enjoy wearing them, and they find that they are quite happy wearing them. But it's not what your jumper that you wear that is the real truth and joy from Christmas. Or there is, of course, the sales, a chance to spend your Christmas money on the best bargains, on the most exciting bargains, queuing at 4 in the morning, as some people do, and earlier, to get the choicest bargains. Is that the finest Christmas that we can have? Making sure we can get the best bargain. And how much time do people spend searching for the best bargain? And forget to search what is, to me, the true meaning and discovery of Christmas. And realising that God's ultimate gift through Jesus, born in a stable, born having to journey, having Mary pregnant with Jesus, having to take a long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, all in God's plan, to be born in a stable. Has anybody been near a stable? You see all the nice pictures of it all being really quite romantic and all the nice clean straw. The last stable I went near had a quite a unique smell to it. It's not the nicest place in the world to be. And then God appeared to shepherds, the lowest of the low. And they were the ones who rushed to see Jesus, to praise and worship them, my praise and worship him. But also you had people travelling from the east and travelling many miles. And if anybody knows their geography, they'll realise that Australia is quite a long way east from here. So they travelled many miles to see and worship this newborn Jesus, this Christ, this God's promise to us of a new life, a new joy, a new hope, and a new peace. So this picture here, no matter what is happening in your life today and in your life in the future, if we can discover and really, really discover Jesus to be our own personal friend and Lord and Saviour, it doesn't matter what hills and what ups and downs we have in our everyday life. We know that ultimately that Jesus died on the cross as a forgiveness of our sins. He was there in replace of us. So whatever you do this year and whatever you're doing and how you're enjoying Christmas, look to Jesus to find that real true inner joy of Christmas. And it's not something that when you go back to work, you're back into your routines, you've forgotten the nice food, some of the presents that are perhaps not working as you would, or you've used the presents. The jumper has gone away for another year. The sales are finished and it's all back to normal. Christmas can be forgotten. But unless, if you've really this year discovered who Jesus is, he can be with you all day, every day, through your ups and your downs, your trials and your hardships and the joys of life. So this year, take time to really, really discover Jesus and who he was and who he is and the difference he can make in your life, giving you that real inner joy every day.